What's up, everybody? We just here at the On the Run 2, Beyonce and Jay-Z, okay? Jay-Z, a.k.a. Hova, the game is over. I thought it was a pretty good show. I thought it was excellent. What did you think?
I would highly agree with you. Probably one of the best concerts that I've been to, if not the best concert that I have been to.
I won't go that far as far as what I've witnessed. I think it was a good show. I think Jay-Z outperformed Beyonce. Before the show, I was told Beyonce, great performer. Her show is awesome. It's magnificent. It's going to wow you. Now, I'm not taking nothing away from Beyonce. Beyonce is a great performer, okay? But I wasn't wowed. I was entertained.
Okay.
Better than average entertained. I wasn't like jaw-dropping like, wow, they did that. It wasn't at that point that I was like, you know. Now, granted, I feel like, you know, their song selection was decent.
Yes.
Give me your thoughts, Ms. J.
I would agree. Song selection was good. I would have liked to see Nope here a little bit more of the current album. But I'm okay with that.
Which is?
I honestly don't even know what it's called, but I did download it.
Joint album between Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Right. Their newest one.
On the Run, too.
Is that really what it's called?
Yes.
All right. Well, that would make sense. And then they would play songs from that album at the On the Run 2 concert. But whatever, that's just me. I did super love the formation and, you know, Running the World and all of that shit. Like, bring it, you know? And I mean, come on. 99 Problems and...
Yes, I love that song.
Brush Your Shoulders
Off. When that shit
off,
came on, when that 99 Problems dropped, oh, the crowd went crazy. I went crazy. Damn, you lost my mind.
You did almost lose your mind. I thought I was going to have to pick you up.
You know?
So, song selection was good. I loved the play that they had on each other. Like, you know, the tag team effort. You know, she would go, he would go. And then all of a sudden, like, just the flow of the show was great. There was never a dull moment. And so, 2 straight hours of performance was, like, just killer.
Like I said, well, my opinion differs a little bit, as usual, with Ms. J here on He Said, She Said podcast. But, like I said, good show. Could have been better. I probably would have enjoyed it better with just Jay-Z. Like, every time his hit came on. I don't hate Beyonce.
I just strongly dislike Beyonce.
No, see, look. When I go to a concert, I'm looking to dance, move my body.
You did.
And join in on the fun. Now, granted, Beyonce was entertaining. She wasn't as entertaining as people gassed me up, thinking that she was going to be this super rock star entertainment person. Now, I seen her whipping a lot of hair back and forth.
That was excessive.
I thought she was Willow Smith for a minute. All the fucking hair that was whipping back and forth. But... I would have to say that I might be a little bit biased. I'm a huge Jay-Z fan.
And
okay.
I am a huge Beyonce fan.
Okay. I feel like Beyonce fans gas me up because it's my first time going to a Beyonce show. And really, in real life, I compared her to the first Beyonce, which everybody knows is Janet Jackson. Now.
I didn't know that.
Huh?
I didn't know that.
You wouldn't know that, okay?
I only know that because you say that all the time.
Janet Jackson was the first Beyonce, okay? Okay, Janet Jackson, when she dances in her shows, she's freaking breaking the sweat. Breaking the sweat, hella dance moves, not just whipping her extensions back and forth.
Now we broke it down to extensions.
Janet Jackson
really
moves. She comes from a family of dancers and singers, okay? So you kind of expect it from Janet. Okay, but I've been to a Janet Jackson show. Now I've been to a Beyonce show. I have to say, Janet Jackson is the better entertainer. Beyonce can't entertain. I'm saying when I compare the 2 superstars to each other, Look at this shit. I'd rather just watch. If I had to choose between the two, Janet Jackson and Beyonce, I have to go with Janet. Miss Jackson, if you're nasty. That's just my opinion. But with that being said, it was still a great event. On the Run tour was a success. The sound system could have been a little bit better.
Yeah, it's hard in
the stadium. It was in the football stadium, U.S. Bank Stadium in Minnesota. The venue was nice and everything, but you couldn't really make out the words in the songs, which was not ideal. But if
some of them you could.
But if you know the songs,
yeah,
you were good to go. So on a scale of 1 to 10, I give the concert, I give it a solid 7.5, 8.
Higher than I thought you'd go.
7.5. I'm going with 7.5.
Of course, then you'd lower it.
7.5.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Okay.
7.5.
I'm giving it a 9.5.
Once again, we disagree, which is fine. That's what we do on He Said, She Said podcast. We keep it real. We talk the real. And we do what's right, and we say what's real, and we say how we feel. You know what I mean? Hell, I should get a deal off that. I think that rhymed, didn't it? Bars.
No, it's not bars. It's not bars. You're not Jay-Z.
Okay, I feel like I'm coming from the concert.
Well, you are coming from the concert.
Thank you guys for tuning in on our brief synopsis of On the Run 2 featuring Jay-Z and Beyonce. Okay. I'm your host, Mr. Furious Styles, a.k.a. A.k.a. B. Lloyd and Miss J. Say goodbye, Miss J.
Goodbye.
And we will catch you guys on the next episode of He Said, She Said podcast. Peace.